Hello and welcome again to PC Podcast. This is B. Kogel and this is PC Podcast number 49. Now, have you got your virtual surfboards ready? Because you're going to need them for this track. This is the Straight Eights and a track called Anne Bowman.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Peter Kogel.
PCpodcast.blogsome.com. I like most things anyway.
Weird and wonderful music.
I played something yesterday by the Niagara Pagan Circle.
They make a lot of noise for two guys, though, don't they?
Well, there's six of us.
I played some didgeridoo music. It's fairly eclectic. If you like it, I'll play it. Send it over and I'll have a listen. Pete_Kogel@hotmail.com.
Peter Pogel, but with a C, so it's Kogel.
You can never be sure that the next record you're going to get was absolute rubbish or wonderful.
Yes, she's the wind.
And that's what they say about my show. Just brightening up someone's day.
Yeah.
Is it simply ordinary? Oh, is it far from all my fantasies? I lie awake.
Lie awake.
I lie awake at night and brood
for you
about the things I never do.
Oh, no.
And how I'm missing out on
love and truth.
Oh,
lie of that and truth.
Why are they so hard to achieve?
To achieve.
Oh, love that and truth. Will they
they're such hot commodities, but gone in such small quantities. Oh, love and truth, where are you? Oh, where are you? Is with empty hands, so boo hoo.
Good, wasn't it? What do you think of that? I enjoyed those two tracks. The first one was Anne Bowman by the Straight Eights. I hope you managed to catch a good wave with that one. You can find them at www.straighteights.com. That's straight as in spelt, and then eight as in the number, and followed by an s.com. Any doubts, go to my podcast website, pcpodcast.blogsome.com. Great start to the show, eh? They're from North Carolina, and they are playing one gig coming up soon on August the 19th at Ziggy's in Winston-Salem in North Carolina. And as you can tell, they're rockabilly, swing and surf type stuff, and they're only three-piece, as of course most rockabilly bands are. Wonderful, wonderful. And then after that, followed by that, was the most amazing new discovery for me, a band called Mother, and they're from Vancouver in British Columbia, and that particular track was called Love and Truth. You can find them at www.motherband.com. Do enjoy their quirky renditions of music, some mariachi stuff and all in there. I think all that sort of stuff. Fantastic, fantastic. August the 18th, they're playing at the Bonfire Music Festival Summit. No, start again. Bonfire Music Festival, Sunshine Coast in British Columbia. Bonfire? Not quite sure whether I might do that in August, but never mind. And then August the 19th, the Railway Club in Vancouver. So if you do get a chance to see those quirky guys, I would go along, definitely. Right, what's it like where you are? The hot weather has finally cooled down a little bit as I record this, and it's a little bit more pleasant to record rather than being stuck in a very hot, sweaty little room with no fan, of course, running while I'm doing the recording, because then you'd hear it, wouldn't you? But enough about me. Let's go back to the music. This is a band called the Nancy Drews. I haven't played something from them for a while, so I thought I'd go back and play something nice. This is called Fondling Your Keys. Check this one out.
confessed your love to me. You're thinking about your plans to leave me.
And that was the Nancy Drews and a track called Fondling Your Keys. Now you can find the Nancy Drews at myspace.com/Nancy Drew Music. And I would tell you a little bit more about the Nancy Drews and where they were possibly gigging if MySpace was actually up as at the time I record this. Is it my imagination or is MySpace getting worse? I think it is, isn't it? There's something going on. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why the thing has changed. But over the last few months, it's definitely got worse and worse. And it's down to the fact that it's been taken over by Digger Murdoch. I don't know. Something's going wrong. So I can't tell you an awful lot about them other than the fact that they're from Denver and Colorado. And I like their music. And I hope you did too. So let's move on to another one then. Another artist from San Francisco, but with lots of influences from all over the world. This is a DJ and producer called Kush Arora. This particular track features a guy called Sukh, who's from India. And this particular track is called, and I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, Koinabol or Koinabole. I'm not 100% sure, but see what you think of this one.
डंगया कोई ना बोले
Good. That was Kush Arora and featuring Suk and Koi Nabole. I listened to it and got the pronunciation right this time. And now that comes from an album called Bang Raga Dancehall Bangra in Feature Dub. Now the title like that is not going to get past me, is it? Let's face it, it's not going to get past me. I'm going to pick up that and listen to it as much as I can. I think there's three tracks from that particular album I can have listened to. That was the best, I think. I'll come back to some others as and when, but thoroughly enjoyed that. Now that guy, Kush Ora, as Arora rather, is in from San Francisco in California, and you can find out more about him at www.kusharora, that's kushaarora.com, and more about him and more about what he's doing at that. And now obviously you can go to pcpodcast.blogsome.com as well, and you can download that particular track. That's a feature track on the on that particular album, which is available. Right, I hope you enjoyed that. Let's move on to a completely different sound. This is a band from Boston, Massachusetts. I played them quite a while ago in association with the second Psychedelia showcase that I did, which means it comes from the album All in the Mind from Psilocybin Sounds, which you can find at www.psilocybinsounds.moonfruit.com, which I'm not going to spell, and you can find at pcpodcast.blogsome.com. This is a December sound and a track called Reminder.
Yeah.
And that was the December Sound, and a track called Reminder. And as I said, they're from Boston, Massachusetts, and you can find them at www.thedecembersound.com. And I couldn't find any gigs posted, so I'm not quite sure what they're doing at the moment. Maybe they're in the studio recording something new. I certainly hope so. Drenched in Feedback has all the new psychedelia stuff is very good indeed. Let's take a move over from Boston, over to Ontario, Hamilton, Ontario, in fact, in Canada. This is a band I've played a few times, so I really like them. They're called The Ride Theory, and this particular track is called Dead Radio Love. That was a little different for The Ride Theory, actually. I think I was quite different from the previous two tracks I've played, but rather reminiscent of the first track, and a bit psychobilly, so that's good, or rockabilly rather. Very good indeed. That was The Ride Theory and a track called Dead Radio Love. You can find them at www.theridetheory.com from Hamilton, Ontario. Now, August the 12th, a couple of days' time, they're playing the Hamilton, Ontario Festival of Friends at Gage Park, and they're playing at 12 noon, so get yourself along for that. And they're on the main stage, so obviously there's more than one. Nice to see them playing the main stage, that's good. August 25th, they're at Hamilton again at the Casbah, and that's to be advised, but that's hopefully planned for them, and they'll be playing that. So, nice. Right, let's bring it home to a guy from, I think, probably originally buried in Edmonds, but maybe London, a guy called Seymour Patrick, and his solo effort from Miss Black America. Used to play in Miss Black America, who have not broken up, but just taking a break for a while. This is his solo project. They're called it's called Open Mouth, and this is an instrumental track called Summer of Love, Part 2. Thank you. Short, but very sweet. That was Open Mouth and Summer of Love Part 2. And you can find Open Mouth at openmouthmusic.co.uk. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Nice to see what bands can do. And, you know, that's very different from Miss Black America, which is very rocky and loud. And just goes to show that, you know... Sometimes you think of these rock bands and you think, well, perhaps they can't do acoustic stuff, but they can. They can do it very well. That's very nice indeed. Let's stay in the UK for a band from Bradford. Haven't played for a while. They're called The Touch. You can find them at www.thetouchuk.com. And this is a particular track called It Takes Time. That was good. That was very good. I hadn't realised just how good that one was. That's The Touch, and It Takes Time. And nice to play that. They're from Bradford, as I said. And I haven't got any gigs posted on their website I could report at this moment in time. So that's a shame, really. But as I said, go check them out. www.thetouchuk.com. I think the website's been updated since the last time I saw it, so it looks a bit more flashy. Right, well, almost the end of the show, and as I said, it's show 49, which means next show, of course, is the big 50, and I can't believe we've got to this stage. It's quite amazing, really, when you think Show 50 will be on the 12th of August, and I've been at this only since the end of January, rather. So it's not bad going at all, so 6 and a bit months, and we're already at show 50. So I thought it'd be good to try and do a sort of a best of, get some of my favourite tracks of the last 50 shows. And I can't remember exactly how many tracks I've played, but there's, you know, a hell of a lot, actually, a hell of a lot of tracks, and some wonderful music out there. So what I'll do is I'll put together a best of and let you hear that soon. So do come back for that one. That may be one you want to keep in there on the iPod for a while, eh? Yeah, some of the best tracks. I'll have a little look and see what I can find. So, well, it brings us to the last track, and I don't know about you, but during the sort of late 70s or so, yes, I am that old, I was really into sort of jazz rock, which is funny because I was also into sort of punk and stuff as well, so it was quite a bit of a mixture and a variation. I suppose that's why I suddenly realised I was a bit different from everybody else and liked a lot more music than most people, and this is why you have such an eclectic mix here on PC Podcast. But anyway, I was into jazz rock, and I was extremely lucky to see Weather Report at one point. I think it was about 78, 79, I'm not sure which, and at that time playing in the band, not only was there Wayne Shorter, of course, on saxophone, and Joe Zawinul on keyboards, but the amazing Jaco Pastorius on bass. Now, he was absolutely fantastic. I couldn't believe the guy. He could make that bass sing. It was fantastic. Now, of course, he died a long time ago now. He was a heroin addict, and he didn't survive, unfortunately, which is a real shame. But I'd spotted, I was looking in the various resources that I use for podcasting just recently, and I spotted an album called Jaco, and it was by a guy called Brian Bromberg, and you can find him at www.brianbromberg.net. And he'd done an album called Jaco, which was a tribute to sort of the tracks that Jaco had played, and included quite a few Weather Report tracks and various bits and pieces. Now, Brian's from Los Angeles in California, and got together various different musicians to do this, and this album has just been re-released. So I thought I'd leave you with a track called Tears. It's one of Jaco's compositions, or part composition of his. It's very good, and I hope you enjoy it. So until next time for the PC Podcast 50 show, I'll leave you and say have a great time. This has been Pete Kogel, PC Podcast 49, and this is Brian Bromberg. I can say that properly, I might get away with it. And a track called Tears. Yeah.